And now, Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates, who's also our literary editor, is back with part two of Book Gift Ideas.
For romantics on your holiday list, there's A Venetian Affair, a book saturated with romance, history, and the details of daily life in 19th century Venice. Journalist Andrea de Robillant traces the intensely passionate real-life love story between his ancestor, Venetian nobleman Andrea Memo, and Justiniana Wynne, a brilliant, half-Venetian, half-English young woman his status-conscious family refuses to allow him to marry. De Robillant's prose is luminously evocative of life in the twilight of the Venetian Republic. From history that reads like fiction to fiction laced with plenty of history, Cristina Garcia's Monkey Hunting is a close look at how Cuba's Chinese community evolved. This slim volume follows the fortunes of Chan Pen, a young man who emigrated from China to Cuba, lured by the possibilities of wealth, only to find himself enslaved in Cuba's sugarcane fields. How Chan escapes, eventually comes to America, and founds a dynasty of his own is an engaging, well-written tale. Spirit of Harlem, Portrait of America's Most Exciting Neighborhood, by Craig Marbury and Michael Cunningham, is a collection of crisp black-and-white portraits and companion narratives from Harlem residents. Everyone, from longtime denizens to the new wave of homeseekers, gay, straight, wealthy, and not, who have chosen to make Harlem their home, is represented in this handsome book. One of the hottest photography books this year chronicles the work of Diane Arbus, whose edgy black-and-white studies are prized by museums and collectors. Diane Arbus' Revelations takes the same title as the blockbuster retrospective from the San Francisco Museum of Art that showed the evolution of Arbus's work. The book was written by her daughter, Dune Arbus, and includes reproductions of Arbus's own notes and jottings. For folks for whom money or heft is no object, give them an IOU for GOAT, a tribute to Muhammad Ali. Available in January, the 75-pound, $3,000 coffee table book is devoted to the beauty and grace of the boxer who loved to refer to himself as the greatest of all time, or GOAT. The book was 4 years in the making and was made with the cooperation of Ali himself and many of those close to him. The collector's edition includes silver gelatin prints by Howard Bingham, the photographer who has snapped Ali the most and longest, and art by Jeff Koons. Holiday lists wouldn't be complete without cookbooks. Edna Lewis, a legendary Southern cook and culinary historian, and Scott Peacock, a highly regarded young Southern chef, made an unlikely friendship across age, race, and gender to produce The Gift of Southern Cooking. It's a gorgeous volume with seasonal recipes, history, and lots of user-friendly instructions that yield delicious results. And Gordon Hammersley's Bistro Cooking at Home will make a lucky recipient hungry just reading it. Hammersley is the chef owner of an eponymous bistro in Boston's South End. This book recreates some of his signature dishes, such as his roast chicken with garlic, lemon, and parsley, and a few recipes from his famous friends and mentors, such as Wolfgang Puck's deluxe hamburger stuffed with blue cheese and drizzled with a sauce spiked with green peppercorns and port. Finally, since laughs are often in too short supply during the holiday season, why not treat yourself to something fun? The David Sedaris box set. The set contains his seasonally appropriate Santaland Diaries, Sedaris' mordantly funny tale of working as an elf in a department store at Christmas, and passages from Me Talk Pretty One Day, his essays on his new life in France. A warning, though, do not drive and listen to these CDs. Sedaris' famous homage to Billie Holiday singing the praises of luncheon meat is so funny you could hurt yourself laughing.
I sang that my bologna had a first name. I added that my bologna had a second name, and concluded with, "Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say that Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
See what I mean? For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
And if you're giggling too hard to write all those books down, you can go to our website, npr.org. We've listed our holiday book suggestions from this week and last.